Senator Lisa Murkowski is considering proposing an amendment that would limit the Environmental Protection Agency's ability to regulate greenhouse gases. Environmentalists are slamming the possible legislation. It would allow the EPA to regulate greenhouse gases only from mobile sources. It would not be able to restrict emissions from stationary places like industrial plants or power plants for 1 year. Murkowski is still deciding whether or not to introduce the amendment, according to her press secretary, Ann Johnson. Murkowski is the top Republican on the Energy and Natural Resources Committee and may tack her amendment onto the 2010 Interior and Environment Appropriations Bill, now before the Senate. Johnson says the senator wants policy to come from Congress, not the EPA.
Basically, she is trying to get some time for Congress to be able to produce legislation that will address climate change without this impending hammer of the EPA.
The EPA is in the process of finalizing an endangerment finding, which may bring about more regulations of greenhouse gas emissions. That's being done in response to a 2007 Supreme Court decision ordering the EPA to reconsider whether greenhouse gas emissions are pollutants and subject to federal regulation through the Clean Air Act. Johnson says the amendment Murkowski is considering would create a year-long timeout, regardless of the EPA findings.
This gives Congress another year to craft meaningful legislation in a way that isn't going to hurt the economy, which is it's very likely that any EPA regulations will do.
Environmentalists are blasting the proposal. Frank O'Donnell, president of the environmental watchdog group Clean Air Watch, says the amendment would meddle with the EPA's rulemaking process.
Senator Murkowski would attempt to handcuff the EPA to say that the EPA may not proceed to do anything about the global warming emissions from things like oil refineries, could not do anything about coal-burning electric power plants. Our concern is that this appears to be special interest pandering, that Senator Murkowski is putting the good of these big polluters over the interest of the general public and the planet.
Murkowski's spokeswoman says no time would be lost under the possible amendment, since climate change legislation now before Congress wouldn't even go into effect for 3 years. But O'Donnell says any delay of the EPA's plans is a setback.
We have seen in the past that these one-year things get renewed. We saw it in the 1990s when Republicans prevented any action on global warming through the very similar process of saying the EPA could not spend any money on it. And that happened year after year after year. So it's a very dangerous precedent and one that has a history.
Murkowski's office says she'll likely decide whether to introduce the amendment on Monday.